with Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash Show 28. I've returned from the wilds, more of that later, and this is a show with the return of DJ Nono, some promos and also some news about Metallica. But firstly, a track by Audio Shrapnel.
Break next beat, we drown 10 pints of bitter. We lean all day, and some say that ain't productive. Could that depend upon the demon that you're stuck with? Cause right now, I see clearer than most. I sit here contending with this cheese on toast. I feel the pain of a third world famine. Say wait, we count them blessings and keep jamming. Tizzing, scumbag, scum of the earth. Each word was nil until he gained the skin of tongues. From 15 years young, straight to my brain back self. I stay top shelf material. Jerk chicken, jerk fish. Break away, slave bliss. Generate G's and then we stash them in the Swiss. Fools can't see this. Under your pistols, a fist full of import duns. I progressing in the flesh. Esoteric quotes, most frightening. Duffy took a hold of my hand while I was writing. They got me teamed up and they got me and I summon up the power of banana clad.
Witness the fitness, the competent live at. One hope, one crest. Witness the fitness, the competent live at.
Juice. Now we there burning booze, set them spirit them loose. Go ahead, go slash up the news. Inconclusive proof about the truth, the right. Cause whether we hitchhike or push bike or travel kind of trash. Manifest that with oats and boots slap. Manifest that, yeah, I do my zing way. Ain't nothing else I know. Got up in the life with this ragged bone flow. Squeeze the pain from my belly and set my soul free. Travel over ocean, land and sea. Face enough stress and difficulty. Flung back from the brink, whining kinda stink. We don't give a freak about what them fools think. Free your network, our network will speak for itself. Proof of the trophy and the champion belt. Come sun, come rain, come hail, stone pelt.
Witness the fitness, the competent live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the competent live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the competent live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness.
That was Audio Shrapnel with Guerrilla Maneuvers, which of course is that's a track from the latest Gorillaz album, which is produced by Danger Mouse of all people. So of course there is a link to the whole mashup scene, because of course he did the Grey album, and that's of course with Roots Maneuvers Witness Over the Top, a British rapper. They do exist. I hope you're all well. As I said, I've been back from the wilds. I was up in Much Wenlock, my spiritual and actual home for a short while when I was about 11, and also it was a sort of a holiday home, and I always consider it the most place I was most happiest until my parents divorced. I'll talk about that a bit more later, because I've got a track that I'm going to play relating to that. Let's say we've got a mix from DJ Nono. That's the mix, the mix takes number 2, which is old school days. with all the sort of rave tracks and everything. I think you'll enjoy that. It's quite funny. And we've got some news and some a track from Vitalika, and some interesting audio from them, and some promos. But next we have a track by DJ BC. Now I've noticed that Adam Curry has been caning, as they say, DJ BC on his pod show. And we could get into it. Yes, well, we could discuss podshows.com, which we've been kind of between me and Bicycle Mark. We've been kind of always betting to each other mention that site, because someone's actually done a ripped off Adam Curry's idea and done a site called Podshows with an S.com, and it's by Wes Butters, who used to do a Radio 1 chart show for about a couple of years, until they stopped doing the chart show altogether. And someone else, a Virgin DJ as well. So they've got all their DJ friends. So I think from a UK stance, apart from the fact it's actually sponsored by Daily Star, who, for those in the US, is a bit like National Enquirer with loads of tits in it. It's not exactly the most salubrious of publications, but I find that interesting. Interesting development, and there's quite a few other things popping up like that. So I think that Adam Curry and co and Dave Wynow might be arguing about who invented podcasting, but it's a bit of a mute point, because it's big money and people are coming in and taking it from them while they argue while Rome burns. So, but no, it's interesting that he's playing a lot of, still playing mashups on Podshow, because I thought he wouldn't. He seems to be making noises about the legality, and he's been playing a DJ BC boot every show. But he hasn't played, I don't think he's played this one, and this is the best one. And we played DJ BC, I don't know if we were the first in a podcast, probably very early on. We played his Beastalls back last year, so hey, we were first. So this is Jungle Brothers Say What by DJ BC.
Explanation of the funk essential trapped in my brain. Couldn't do it, make me wonder how a bro maintained. Got MCs front and total masquerade. Screaming toast, had to touch him up with my blade. Cut his cord, brother still falling to this day. And all his face say is why it have to be this way. Fire center the culture, make me pop you like a vulture. Amplify my mic and let the rhyme take the clutcher. The reins up the rhythm with some boo-boo cack. Not enough to break your back, just so you react. My counteracts, my counterpart. Taking your heart, you made a move to pull my plug. That ass got sparked. All I seeing and knowing is my business, and I divide to multiply and give thanks to most high. 24/7, brothers got to make a living. Overcome the odds is the only decision. Cast light upon with your third eye vision. Slip up in the brain, raise a sharp incision. Streets full of clowns trying to rob your pot. When the herb come knock and send them home with a knot. I got my house pumped, crunch your fry with my luck. Coming soft to the hole, I get your whole game stuck. As we sway the dance hall from heaven to hell, as the sun do shine, JB's rock well. Shortness torture to my innermost thoughts. Dreams of fighting for my freedom in the most high courts, where jump shots get blocked and dreams get shattered. And when today turns night, souls get bruised and battered. Cheap labor for a favor from your cotton picking neighbor. Got to work your ass off just to show you got flavor. Lifesavers won't help you when you're breaking your back. And Uncle Sam keeps talking about raising his tax. I look at him and see myself rolling the 7 over 11, so I can recoup the stew that I'm spending. Pray to God for divine intervention on my life. Repent for my sins, cause I don't want strikes. Release from contracts to make new contacts. The game gets played, but still remains the facts that I gotta wake up and see through the charades. Cause I'm still living in a modern day slave trade. Sipping on holy water, looking for divine order. Life goes on, but still the rhyme gets shorter. Still my faith, there's no escape, but still I'm straight. I'm back on track, shaking off the dead weight. The time has come for me to free my soul. Grab hold of my heart and take full control. Cause no matter what happens when times get hard, I still stand my ground and use the force of God. God.
What's that? shine like a dime. It's time to give me mine, my props, cause I'm about to take it to the top. Non-stop with the body rock, I make you get about your seat and start smiling. Brothers fuck wild and Jimmy's is always stout. We bring the roar, the real hardcore, giving you more than what you're bargaining for, son. So your ass is best to run when you see me coming. I'm taking it back through the essence, all tracks I'm blessing. Pass the mic over here so I can test it. Check one, check two, beats about to set it. When the brothers rock the party, you never forget it. Wet it, dead it.
Jules MF with his remix of Mia's or MIA's Hombre, and there are a lot of really, really good Mia remixes out at the moment. I played the Aggro One, Pull Up the Poor Bitches, in the last show, and it's because Mia's doing a remix competition, so she's actually giving away three acapellas on a site. And Jules sent me that last week, and it is very, very good. I don't He's strange. I don't usually go for the kind of electro stuff, but just the way that Jules does his glitching and his whole production and the whole kind of the way he's using the voices works really well. As I say, the other Mia mixes have left me a bit cold. Even the there's a big mixtape by Diplo, which is called Piracy Funds Terrorism, obviously based on the slogan of Federation Against Copyright Theft. And that seems to have inspired the record company to actually release these a cappellas because it got such good feedback for them. And before that was DJ BC with Jungle Brothers Say What, which of course is Jungle Brothers versus Ray Charles. I've not seen Ray the movie, but I saw a very good thing about early R&B in America, Jerry Wexler. Jerry Wexler, he's very cute. Well, he is to me, maybe not to you. And it was really, I was quite drunk. I was in Style Ridge. It was about two or three weeks ago. And I got back and had a meal on my own because my partner was off doing gardening things with gardening people, gardening gnomes, whatever. And there was this show about, of course, had Ray Charles in there. But it wasn't just about Ray Charles. It was about, is Esther Brown and people like that. And it was so funky. It was just like, what the hell is modern R&B about? It was just, I don't know. It was almost like going, it sounds really sad, going, yeah, brother, at the screen, because it was just like, I was so into it. And I think that drink actually helped. But it just was so funky. And it had that track. So it had the a live version of, say, is it Say What? With all that Answer and Call by Ray Charles and his, I can't really call them, but his backing group, the sort of vocal group. And it's so funky and it's so sexual, that sort of hey, back and forth. It works really well. But it was interesting about, I think it was Esther Brown, because, no, Ruth Brown, sorry. It was Ruth Brown. And she was saying Rhythm and Blues, Ruth Brown, and she was the first, you know, Rhythm and Blues. It's true.
Hello, this is Tim from Radio Clash. Why don't you listen to Radio Clash, which is mixes, mashups, weird covers and more. It's at mutantpop.net.
If you were able to hear your own voice.
No, I don't like to hear my own voice. Let's try it again.
I'm going to play some promos now. I sent a promo out to a couple of people, and they sent promos back.
Do you find yourself up all night looking at inappropriate things on the internet?
Oh yeah, midget porn. I love midget porn.
Do you find yourself repeatedly showing up late for work?
French fries do not make themselves. You need to be here on time every day.
Luckily for you, there's an answer. It's the Drag Me Out of Bed wake-up call from One Wisdom at LuckyBitchRadio.com.
Yeah? Who is it?
Get the hell out of bed, you dirty whore.
That's right. Wake-up calls aren't just for hotel stays anymore. Now you too can get a personalized wake-up call from America's top podcasting drag queen, Wanda Wisdom of LuckyBitchRadio.com.
If you don't get your fat ass out of bed right now, Mary, I'm going to come over there and smack you silly.
It's Wanda Wisdom's Drag Me Out of Bed wake-up call coming soon. Head over to LuckyBitchRadio.com for more details.
If you wouldn't have sat around on the internet all night looking at porn, I wouldn't have to call your sorry ass now, would I?
You've never had a drag queen get you up quite like this. Check it out over at LuckyBitchRadio.com.
I love that promo. It's so well produced, but it's also very funny. I've been in email contact with both Wanda and Cindy from the Ken and Scrib Show and Play Next. So this isn't so much advertising as shows that I do actually like. I've been started listening to Lucky Bitch Radio recently, and this is very, very funny, very good. Totally different kind of feel to, say, Yeast, or I've also been listening to Fausto's show. But it's very, very good. Very long shows, though. But it's interesting. I've listened to one of the shows for about an hour or 2 hours. And it didn't actually seem that long. So that's always a sign of a good show. I'm not going to play promo from the Kenan and Squibb show. It's for the 16th of May, which I do hope there isn't one out more recent than that, otherwise it's going to look a bit silly, but I said I'd play it. They are very, very good, very funny. I've been listening to them for at least 2-3 months more than that. They are recommended. Go listen.
And now for a minute with Kenan and Squibb.
Fuck it.
But we don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck.
And fuck it.
Just say fuck it.
Whatever the fuck it was.
Anyway.
What the fuck? Whatever the fuck we want to do, whenever the fuck we feel like doing.
Arrogant fucks. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Because this is the fuck it show.
On whatever we feel like doing.
Because.
Because we're Ken and Squibb and because we can.
And because we've decided just to say fuck it.
Fuck it. It's our show and no one can tell us what to do. That's the point here. I mean, when I laugh so hard I cry, typically I think everybody else must, and if they don't, fuck them. If it makes you laugh, great. If not, fuck it.
That's this week, only on the Ken and Squibb Show. Available at dustingmybrain.com/KASS. That's for Ken and Squibb Show.
Oh, I forgot these promos. I actually have the little URL in them. You see, I'm such a bear of little brain, so I forgot about that as well. Now, after the commercial break, is now the mix from DJ Nono, which is, as I say, it's called Old School Days, and is all sort of old school rave mixes, but with a twist.
This is one DJ Nono. DJ Nono. DJ Nono. DJ
Nono. Oh, Nono.
You don't wanna fuck with.
Jack, you bet your body.
Stupidly happy, my heart pumping wine. I'm stupid. sounds like good gracious, that's bodacious, flirtatious, trying to show faces, looking for the right time to shoot with steam, looking for the right time to flash them G's. I'm leaving, please believe in me and the rest of my heathens. Check a guy like at the top of the Four Seasons, penthouse rooftop birds I'm feeding.
Thank you.
Hello, hope you enjoyed that that mix. The songs are in the show notes, but as I say, it's various sort of people from DJ Lumpy to 10,000 Spoons to a mix by, a version by Soundhog of the 500 of the Proclaimers, 500 Bad Mice, Proclaimers and Two Bad Mice, which he didn't actually invent. It sounds a bit disingenuous to point out, but people might think he invented it because his is the version which is floating around the net. But apparently it was a white label by Cartel. Cartel wouldn't give him the white label, so he made his own version. As you do. Cartel Mike runs Bastard, which is a club in London. What else has been going on in my life? Not much, really. We have the wonderful London Bear Pride weekend coming up. I tend to mention a lot of bootleg news. I never actually mention any London gay scene news, mainly because for the first time recently I've actually started going back to gay bars and nights. There's one called Come to Daddy, which after I saw Star Wars, last Thursday... that's other news. Which is very good. Star Wars is very good, by the way. It's not as good as the first three films, but it's more what I hoped that the other ones were like. If the other two had been like that, then I wouldn't have had such a horrible time watching number two. And even though the actual event was quite fun because it was the world public premiere. And all the people were dressed up, and they were dressed up at this one as well, which is always fun. So, but we went to Come to Daddy in the evening after, because it was open, had a drink, and it was a bizarre experience of listening to hard house music, which is like what me and Kurt call RTDT music, and it just reminded me why I don't go out and sing anymore. But we have the Bear Pride, the London Bear Pride weekend coming up, so I might actually venture out onto the scene. I don't know if I have any bear listeners in the UK. I doubt it, but you never know. So we're going to play now a track by Metallica. Metallica is back. The site is up. They have won their battle with Sony, or Sony have backed down. What I'll do is I'm going to play No Remorseful Reply by Metallica now, and then I'll play a clip which explains more the situation afterwards.
This happened once before, we smashed in your door, no reply. You said it wasn't you, but I heard your head through your window. Whoa, without end. Whoa, without end. I know that you saw me as I looked down to kick in your face.
Kick it.
I tried to telephone before I touched your home. The strong survive. You be, and I won't back on it. You're no bullets, they fly. Oh, people, they die. Down about my head, I creep across the land. Death is the an overseer for what we're doing.
Then, I got this. Dated February 17th from Sony ATV Music Publishing, notice of willful copyright infringement. So, when you receive a letter like this, a nastogram as some people call them, you run through two different kinds of emotions. One is exhilaration. Oh my God, they're gonna sue us! This is great! The other one is despair. Oh my God, they're gonna sue us. How are we gonna pay the rent? We immediately contacted the EFF. They gave us some very good advice. And we contacted Alan Korn as well. He gave us some very good advice. None of them could take on our case at the time because resources are limited, of course. So we weren't sure where we stood, but luckily we had the cavalry coming over the horizon in the form of Lars Ulrich. Metallica had known about Beatallica for a couple years. Various journalists had asked them, you know, have you heard about Beatallica? And they've said, yes, yeah, we think it's great. We think it's funny. They have a very good sense of humor about that. I mean, they're, you know, John Oswald had from Canada had appropriated their works before, and they had no problem with it. In fact, they commissioned a piece from him using pieces of their music. So, okay. So I gave him Tinker's home phone number. Lars called him the next day at home and asked, what can we do? And eventually, you know, Tinker and Lars have been talking continuously since then, a couple times a week. And Lars said, let's see what I can do about this. Lars, just out of the goodness of his heart, asked Peter Paterno to intercede and talk to Sony on our behalf. And Paterno convinced Sony that what they're doing was a bad idea. And Sony is not going to pursue legal action against us.
And that's great.
But. And this is a big but, and I like big buts, and I cannot lie.
Did you pay for that one?
It doesn't. Sony is not dropping the suit. They're just not pursuing the suit. And they reserve the right, and they have the right, to go after us in the future if they want.
What would be...
That was a discussion from, I think it was a Signal to Noise or Signal Noise conference, but it's an interesting talk about the whole what happened with Metallica, and also that Lars Ulrich was and his lawyer Peter Paterno, how they stepped in and what was going on there. I think that's really cool. That's really cool of Metallica, but also it does highlight the fact that that Sony have just decided not to pursue, which means that they could do it so in future. But I do hope Metallica keeps going, and unlikely they would actually have another go, because it would just be really, really bad press for them. So it's good news. The track I played before was No Remorseful Reply by Metallica. And you can find both that and the audio I just played from Metallica.org. With two L's, and that was a little excerpt from, it's a 12-minute clip, and it's really interesting, talking about how the Metallica started, that the guy there and the professor just put the MP3s just out there on spec. It wasn't the band never intended to put them out, and how it sort of just took off without anyone knowing, you know, what the repercussions would be. As I said before, I was up in Much Wenlock, which is in Shropshire. Beautiful area. It's near Telford and Shrewsbury. It's near Ironbridge and Coalbrookdale, where the Industrial Revolution started. So it's a quite historic area. But the bit that I was there for a year, I lived there and went to school there when I was about 11, and also was a holiday home most weekends from when I was probably about, I don't know, 4 or 5, or, you know, as far as I can remember, I spent there. And the reason why I was living there is because my parents divorced when I was 11, they separated, and it was a whole custody thing. And the next song kind of reminded me that as I was going up, and it was sort of brought a tear to my eye, as I said. It's got me quite emotional, because the song is about a father trying to talk to a daughter who's in her 40s, who he hasn't really known. And it just reminded me of when I live with my mother, who I don't talk to much anymore. And it was supposed to be a trial period, and she reneged on that, and wouldn't let me go back to my father when I went, you know. So it's all those things of, I was being the most adult person, I knew what I wanted as an 11-year-old, I was quite a serious and mature kid anyway, And it seemed like everyone, the adults, the social workers, I have a pathological hatred of social workers now. Anybody who's been to that situation would probably just want to take all social workers down the back of an alley and keep the shit out of them. Because they always, I've not met anyone who likes social workers, they always just do the wrong things. And it's not that it's a difficult situation, they just know they're causing harm. And the judges and the lawyers and everything. So it was a difficult time. But the weird thing is that area, that village was, and that school was the best place, best school I ever went to, best place I ever lived. And I made friends and I got very accepted in those sort of 7 months, 8 months I was there. And then I moved straight down to London and into a Holland Park, which is supposed to be a good school. It was actually a jungle school. It's quite dodgy, and he got beaten up twice. So it was a weird sort of weekend, because it was, I was exploring, going, you know, seeing what had happened, how things had changed for the last 20 years. But a lot of it was the same. It was quite spooky that some of the displays in the shops were exactly the same. It was like, ooh, diddle. But as I say, this song reminds me of that. I'm gonna play out with this. It's William Shatner. It's That's Me Trying, featuring Amy Mann and Ben Folds. Anyway, so that's it for today. I'll speak to you soon.
I got your address from the phone book in the library. Wandered in, looked you up, and you were there. Weird that you've been living maybe 2 miles away for the best part of 20 years. You must be what, in your early 40s now? If I remember, you were born in June. Or was it May? Eisenhower was the president, although it may have been JFK.
Years of silence, not enough. Who could blame us, giving up? Above the quiet, there's a buzz. That's me trying.
He's still working in that store in Ventura? He's still going with... No, that's not fair. I know I haven't been the very best of dads. I'll hold my hand up there. The reason that I'm writing is I'd like for us to meet, get a little daughter-dad action going soon. We could put things behind us, eat some pizza, drink some beer. You still see your sister Lemley? Bring her too.
Here's a silence. Not enough. Who could blame us? Giving up. Above the quiet, there's a buzz. That's me trying.
But I don't want to talk about any of that bad stuff. Why I missed out on your wedding and your high school graduation. I'd like to explain, but I can't. So let's keep things neutral. Stick to topics that won't bug us. How about this? Let's choose a book and we'll read it before we meet. Then we can sit down in a restaurant, have a look at the menu, and talk about it while we eat. See, if we never had a problem, then that's what life would be like. Easy, uncomplicated, cool. So let's just pretend that the past didn't happen. I don't really like thrillers as a rule. I don't want to know if I've got grandchildren. No need to tell me where I went wrong. I don't want to know what happened in your 30s. You want to try Cold Mountain? Or is that too long?
Years of silence. Not enough.